courage, Haga peered under the top slice of the long sarnie in front of him. He wasn't saying that it was alligator, and he wasn't saying it wasn't. He knuckled the hatch again. "Okay," he said. "I'm not complaining. I just want to know how you did it so fast."
"Time is not important. You say."
"Right." Haga decided not to argue. "Well, you're doing a damn fine job in there, boy," he said.
"What is it called when you feel warm and content and wish things would stay that way?"
"I guess you'd call it happiness," said Haga. Inside the tiny cramped kitchen, strattered with the grease of decades, death spun and whirled, chopping, slicing, and flying. His skillet flashed through the fetid steam. He'd opened the door to the cold night air, and a dozen neighbourhood cats had strolled in, attracted by the bowls of milk and meat, some of Haga's best, if he'd known, that had been strategically placed around the floor. Occasionally, Death would pause in his work and scratch one of them behind the ears.
"Happiness," he said, and puzzled at the sound of his own voice.
Cutwell, the wizard and royal recognizer by appointment, pulled himself up the last of the tower steps and leaned against the wall, waiting for his heart to stop thumping. Actually, it wasn't particularly high, this tower, just high for Stow Lutt. In general design and outline, it looked the standard sort of tower for imprisoning princesses in. It was mainly used to store old furniture. However, it offered unsurpassed views of the city and the Stow Plain, which is to say, you could see an awful lot of cabbages. Cutwell made it as far as the crumbling crenellations atop the wall and looked out at the morning haze. It was maybe a little hazier than usual. If he tried hard, he could imagine a flicker in the sky. If he really strained his imagination, he could hear a buzzing out over the cabbage fields, a sound like someone frying locusts. He shivered.
End of CD 5.